when God has called us to love Him and to love other people. And to love other people is our highest calling.
I'm Susan Goss, and as a seasoned therapist of more than 15 years, I'm honored to have had the opportunity to gain so much wisdom from so many people and love passing that knowledge on to others. So join me and some of my favorite friends as we share some tangible truths with you.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Tangible Truth Podcast. Listen, we just had Easter, so I just want to wish everybody a belated happy Easter. It's such a wonderful, wonderful time to celebrate the risen Lord, isn't it, Angie?
Yes, it is.
And I want to say, welcome, Angie. I mentioned her name and I did not introduce her, so I apologize for that. But we have a very, very special guest with us today, and it's my very best friend from childhood. Angie and I have been best friends forever. And we have stayed friends since we were 8 years old.
That's right.
8 years old. And she's been a guest on the Tangible Truth Podcast, oh, I don't know how many times, but several times. And everybody just loves you, Angie, on the podcast. And I so appreciate it. Angie's always very transparent and honest. And we just love having you, Angie, on a guest. So thank you for coming. I know you live in Conway and you make this special trip to be on the podcast. And so thank you.
Well, you're so welcome, and I love to be with you, and I'm excited to be here today and get to see you and be on the Tangible Truth Podcast.
Well, thank you. So today, what we're going to be talking about is Purpose in the Ordinary. I love that title, and Angie, I want to just dive in on this topic. Purpose in the Ordinary. I love the way that is phrased, and I want to just dive in with you on that. What do you mean by purpose in the ordinary, Angie?
Well, I have struggled at times, many times, with the questions, what is my official calling? Mm-hmm. What is my real purpose? You know, what is the exact ministry that I'm supposed to be doing? What does God have for me? Mm. And it had become overwhelming to think about the possibilities and to narrow that down to what lines up with my attributes, my gifts, and my calling from God. So I, through study, learned about it's just the ordinary life. And that daily calling is the most important thing and the most powerful way that God shows up to work through me to do His work in life.
Well, you know what? That reminds me of a very simple prayer that, you know that I pray all the time. And
yes,
that's, Lord, help me to represent you well. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. I think that is exactly what you're talking about, is purpose in the ordinary. If we're representing Jesus well, we are doing purpose in the ordinary. So it's not like it's some very big, because you're exactly right. So many people get paralyzed.
Yes.
Am I doing the will of God? Am I doing the will of God? What is the will of God in my life? And so when you get paralyzed in that, guess what? You're not doing anything.
Exactly.
You're sitting there because you don't know exactly what the will of God is in your life. So you just are not doing anything. But if you're praying, God, help me to represent you well in the ordinary,
yes,
of life, you're asking God, in essence, help me to be your vessel. Am I getting it? Am I getting that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I think that we put pressure on ourselves to define it very specifically.
There you go.
When God has called us to love Him and to love other people, and to love other people is our highest calling.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited about it because at this late age and stage of my life, it has just invigorated me and really lit a fire under my confidence in ministry and my confidence in my relationship with God that He is speaking to me. Mm-hmm. Because there have been times in my life that I've just questioned, can God even get through to me? Mm. You know, can I hear from Him really? Mm. I don't have a sign, and I don't have a ministry with a big sign mm-hmm. on the front door. Mm-hmm. I don't have to.
No.
Because He has so much for me in the daily. If, as you said before, mm-hmm. I will stop and ask Him, Jesus, what do you have for me today?
Right. What do you have for me today? And you know, it's in His scripture. It's in His word.
Yes.
He tells us if we're reading His word, He's saying, go, go. And He tells us in our daily life, if we're reading His word, what we in our Christian living are to do. And you know, I'm going to quote someone. I wish I had said it, but I didn't. Erwin McManus. And yes. I quote him quite a bit because, you know, Jake lives in Los Angeles. That's our son, our youngest son, listeners, and married to Mariah McManus. And Erwin is the lead pastor at Mosaic. And he said one time, now this was a long time ago, but I know I've mentioned it to you, and I think I've even mentioned it on the podcast several years ago. He said in a sermon once, go until you hear a no.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
It is so good and so true.
It is, because it's not saying do every single thing you want to do. It's saying go in your everyday life yes. until God puts a roadblock up. And that means go and to the coffee shop with your friend that you mentor. Go and do what God tells you to do. Speak through you to the cashier. Speak
right.
through you. In other words, like my prayer that I pray, God, help me to represent you well. Are we going to mess up? Of course we are.
Of course.
We're human. But go until you hear that no. And he said the same thing that I was saying. So many, and I said this before Erwin had said it, so I can say this on my own, that so many people do get paralyzed, because I see it in my sessions,
yes.
get paralyzed because they're so fearful they're not doing the will of God. And so when he said that, it just really resonated with me. Go until you hear a no. Because if it's in the parameters of the will of God, meaning in scripture, that's a yes. Unless it's outside of God's parameters in His word that He has set up.
Yes.
Then, yes, serve others.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And in our everyday lives, we may not be going to serve in a quote unquote ministry. We may be just doing the billing for a business.
That's right.
And that doesn't feel very much like it's the will of God, that there's some spiritual meaning or that He is going to work through us. But I can sit down at my desk and end up on the telephone with a client.
Yes.
And I can show them kindness mm-hmm. and compassion and mercy. And let me just assure you, as you know, Susan, if you ask, you do not have to wait before you start noticing as you go through the day how many people will be in your path that need a kind word, that need someone to hear them, to see them, mm-hmm. and just to call them by name and recognize what they're going through in life. And it's just so powerful. If you ask Him to do that, you will be utterly amazed at what He will do through the ordinary that's seemingly secular that He has such a higher purpose for.
100%. One year I went to, with our youth group, this was years ago also, to the Passion. You remember the
yes,
Passion?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, I went one year and one of the pastors that was speaking to the youth said the very same, the same thing you just said. Whether you are a seamstress, whether you are an accountant, mm-hmm. whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord.
Yes.
Now, that is in the ordinary.
That's right.
That you're referring to. If you're doing it as unto the Lord, because what I always say is what God is always looking at is He's looking at the motive of the heart.
Yes.
Right? So whatever we're doing, He's looking at the motive of our heart. So whether it's the accounting, like you're talking about,
yes,
the books. So, but somebody needs, you're exactly right, that kind word. And it's a ministry. It is a ministry.
It is. And, you know, I think where I've gotten hung up before is focusing on myself,
mm-hmm,
and where I don't feel adequate,
mm-hmm,
that I think I'm not really qualified because I'm not a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a theologian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even a teacher or a speaker. But none of that matters.
No, it does not.
None of that. And God uses you as a therapist and a speaker for amazing, phenomenal things. But that's the same God that can work through me in my ordinary.
Yes, absolutely. And he uses me at the grocery store.
Of course.
And he uses me at the in the ordinary if I allow him. So that's the big thing is, where's my motive? Why am I doing what I'm doing? And F is everything that I do as unto the Lord. You know, a scripture that I have, again, I always say how fickle I am when it comes to favorite scripture, but one of my very favorite scripture is Proverbs 16:3, commit your work to the Lord and he will establish it. So our job, as you were saying, is finding the purpose in the ordinary, representing Jesus well,
yes,
and then he will establish that.
Absolutely.
He will establish that.
He will.
Into kingdom purpose.
Every time. He is so faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have an awareness.
Right.
And we're really looking for it, he just provides the way.
Right. I think that is absolutely critical. And I have another verse that I'm trying to memorize right now, Angie, and I will probably in our next episode bring it back up.
Okay.
As well. But when I was writing something for Celebrate, and this, I was looking for a verse and I found this one. I didn't use it, but in that one, but I found it and I thought, I've got to memorize this one. And it's 1 Peter 4:8-11. And I chose the New Living Translation and it fits here.
Right.
And it says, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't it?
It's perfect for what we're diving into today.
It is. It is just perfect.
Love it.
It's 1 Peter 4:8-11, the New Living Translation. And that is the one I'm trying to memorize right now because it just sums up what you and I are saying here. So whatever we're doing, we're asking God to do it through us is what,
yes,
this in essence is saying. God, will you do this through me? Because it's so much better than I could do it. So do,
absolutely,
this through me, whatever it may be. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece of scripture. And it reeks of truth.
Just it does. Over,
yeah.
It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. It is. So I think this episode of Purpose in the Ordinary, I'm hoping will free up listeners.
Yes.
That's the word that keeps coming to my mind as we're talking about this.
Yes.
You can find freedom in this episode instead of being paralyzed. Like, what am I supposed to be doing? Am I missing it? No, don't be paralyzed in that.
Right. Don't even think that you need to know ahead of time. You just need to know where you're going to be next and what your day holds as you walk on your path, whether you're in the car pickup line or at the grocery store or doing your job or on the phone with a friend, whatever it is, he will use that and just give you little entrances, if you will,
mm-hmm,
into these people's lives and hearts. And you will hear things and you'll be amazed at what he will reveal to you that is personal about them.
Mm-hmm.
That you want to step into and love on them in that moment.
And after you have walked into someone else's life and you have ministered and you feel like God has used you, then you in fact feel like, okay, that's my purpose.
Absolutely.
That I'm in my purpose. This is my purpose. And then as you go, and in scripture, it does say in Matthew, as you go.
Yes.
And so that is following scripture. Yes. Angie says, amen. Yes.
It's a surprise sometimes. Yes. It's a surprise to us.
Yes, it is. But it feels so good when you know you've been used by God. And that's what we're talking about. You are in God's will when you are being used by Him.
Yes.
So that does deserve an amen, Angie. So hallelujah.
So
that is wonderful. So I pray that this is a very powerful and meaningful episode and purpose in the ordinary. So just mull this over and pray and give it to the Lord. We're keeping Angie here as long as we can. So tune in to the next episode because we're going to be talking about, I'll give you a teaser, we're going to be talking about loving others with the love of Jesus with Angie. So tune in next episode and thank you for listening. We love you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tangible Truth Podcast, part of the KLRC Podcast Network.